It is no exaggeration to say that Steny Hoyer has had the most impact of any political figure in Maryland history. This is a man who began his career in the state legislature nearly 60 years ago, rose through the ranks all the way through Congress, and became the House Majority Leader. For a long time, he was the number two person in Congress in the House. He served a long, long time, along with Nancy Pelosi, who of course became House Speaker. There was a bit of a rivalry between the two for many, many years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer had a kind of a grudging respect for each other, but of course they worked with each other for a long, long time. And now I think that Steny Hoyer has basically come to a peaceful point in his life where he has decided he accomplished everything he possibly could have, and he decided that now is the time to finally step away from politics after close to 60 years.
And this is such a problem that actually stretches across Congress, and especially in the Democratic Party, ever since President Biden decided to step aside, facing so much criticism that he was slowing down with his advanced age. Hoyer is 86 years old. He is making this decision to not run for re-election. We have spoken again and again about this issue, Mitch, including with Eleanor Holmes Norton, D.C.'s non-voting delegate in Congress, who's 88 years old and apparently plans to seek re-election. This is a decision that lawmakers are making individually, one by one, deciding whether or not they want to continue and live out basically the rest of their life in Congress. Hoyer has decided that he doesn't want to do that. He wants to spend time with his family. And this is just something that we just see over and over again now in Congress.
Yeah, and you know, Steny Hoyer has really made a point of the fact that he doesn't want to overstay his welcome. Obviously, he has been in Congress for a very, very long time. He is still really sharp. I have talked to him many times. I talked to him over the past year, and in fact, talked to him about whether or not he was going to retire. At the time I was speaking with him a while back, he was saying, well, I'm still kind of deciding what I'm going to do. And he, I think, finally decided, you know, this is the time. He is clearly very much active in the Democratic caucus. He still is on the appropriations committees and the subcommittees. He knows what he wants to do. And this is something that a lot of lawmakers, as you alluded to, Nick, they don't know when to end and they don't know when to step away. And it's become a real problem in Congress because a lot of people wonder who is going to stay for as long as they possibly can. And of course, that's the question now that's being raised about Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's 88 years old, as you mentioned. She has been in Congress for a long, long time, for decades as well. But she has a growing number of people that are running against her. And it's just going to be very tough for her, I think, to stay in this race as we move forward in 2026.
When you see Steny Hoyer's face, just his face is like Maryland politics. He's been a fixture for so long, a towering figure. What will him stepping away mean for Maryland politics, and especially for his district and his seat? It's going to be a rush of people trying to maybe challenge that and get in there, and we'll see how competitive it is. What do you think? How competitive will that be?
Oh, I think it'll be very competitive, that 5th District race. Once you have somebody who's leaving Congress, who's been in Congress as long as Steny Hoyer has, you're going to have a lot of people trying to get into that seat. But I don't think he can really be replaced because he has been in the leadership for so long. Now, granted, he has stepped away from leadership over the last few years, but as you mentioned, such a fixture in Congress for all of these years. And a lot of people said that he was kind of the calming influence on the other side of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is very strong in terms of making sure that the caucus holds together and really fighting for what the Democrats want to do. Steny Hoyer obviously has done that as well, but he had a kind of an institutional knowledge about Congress that really comforted a lot of people when he was working with these younger lawmakers. He remembers when he was a younger lawmaker, and I think it's just going to be a very, very difficult position to fill. Obviously, you have a change in the generations moving forward, but Steny Hoyer has just had a profound impact on Maryland politics.